Prosecutors Against Gun Violence is a coalition of 43 top prosecutors across the country who advocate for gun safety. At their 11th national summit, the coronavirus and how it relates to gun violence was a main topic. Cyrus Vance, co-chair of Prosecutors Against Gun Violence, is a district attorney for Manhattan.
Coronavirus has forced our offices to become more nimble and to rapidly adapt to the new challenges around protecting our communities that the coronavirus has confronted us with. Domestic violence, child abuse, senior abuse, suicide. These are all crimes that are more difficult to identify and more difficult to prevent at this time when so many of us have moved from the streets and into our homes and behind closed doors.
Advocacy groups have warned that domestic violence may rise during the shelter-in-place period. Domestic violence remains a top cause of gun violence in the U.S. According to the American Journal of Preventive Medicine, higher rates of firearm ownerships are associated with higher rates of domestic violence homicide. But calls related to domestic violence have declined or stayed the same in areas like Columbus, Ohio. Zach Klein, the city attorney, says domestic violence cases in Columbus have not declined and have remained at an average of 60 domestic violence arrests per week. But he says he's concerned that many more cases in the city are going unreported because victims are stuck with their abusers. He says it is important for victims to know that help is still available.
With many states in lockdown and shutdown orders with essential versus non-essential business, it can be very confusing for victims to know whether help is even available to them during this time of crisis. And I think we all have a role to play as prosecutors to use our megaphones to tell victims that they can seek help, that hope and opportunity for them to escape their abusive situation is available 24 hours a day and 7 days a week in many jurisdictions.
Klein says the Columbus City Attorney's Office has developed an option that gives victims the opportunity to seek help by text. Santa Barbara District Attorney Joyce Dudley says their office has a program for gun violence restraining orders since 2017. These are court orders that prohibit gun ownership. Close family members or a law enforcement officer can ask a judge for a gun violence restraining order if they are afraid someone may use a gun to hurt themselves or others. She says the city has obtained hundreds of restraining orders and confiscated hundreds of guns from people who have threatened violent acts.
And now that we're enduring this global pandemic, gun violence restraining orders are more important than ever because of stressors like homeschooling, working from home, job loss, isolation, anger, and the absence of normal interactions with mandatory reporters, that all of this is contributing to the need for gun violence restraining orders.
The COVID-19 pandemic has led to a spike in gun sales in the U.S. According to the New York Times, Americans bought almost 2 million guns in the month of March. I'm Melina Muniz, reporting for KPFA.